You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
Series premiere 24 and 24, Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You're listening to Introduction from Castlevania 64. Released January 26, 1999, composed by Masahiko Kimura, Motoaki Furukawa, and Mariko Igawa, and suggested by Bedroth. What's up, BG Maniacs? Welcome to another episode of BG Mania, a video game music podcast. I, of course, am your host, Brian. It is the end of the month. It's actually Halloween. However, because it's the end of the month, that means it's radio hour, which means solo show. Real quick, if you'd be so kind, head on over to Apple Podcasts or whichever app you've chosen to listen to us on and drop us a quick rating and a review. It really does help us out in terms of visibility so that this show continues to grow. And remember, we are on Patreon now as well, patreon.com/RPG era. Check out our tiers, see what we're doing, and if you feel inclined, toss us a couple bucks each month. If not, continuing to listen to the episodes as they upload each week works wonders as well. And of course, special shout out to current executive producers, Jexx and Zanku. I'm not going to do comments on Radio Hour. I'm going to save those for when Bedroth is here with me. However, as we just talked about a few days ago, if you're listening to these as they drop on the Hell and Demons episode, I was kind of confused as why we didn't have any new comments to talk about in that episode. But then I remembered, it's because I haven't posted anything. Now that all of our content has basically dropped outside of the Super Mario Bros. Wonder bonus episode, which will be available by the time you listen to this. It's actually going to post yesterday on the 30th. And then this particular episode, if all goes according to plan, will post on Halloween Day, Tuesday the 31st. Our normal episode for this week, we're going to kick probably to Saturday. And then hopefully starting next week on the 8th, we will be back to posting regularly and all caught up. So I do apologize about the onslaught of episodes over the last 15 days or so. Obviously, we did our Halloween-centric episodes with a little separation between them, except for here at the end, because I ran out of time. I was trying to give as much separation as possible, not to cannibalize any sort of listens for particular shows. But obviously, go check out Hell and Demons if you haven't yet. Go listen to that Super Mario Bros. Wonder Spotlight episode that Bedroth and I did. And I think you're really going to enjoy today's Radio Hour. Like we've been talking about here over the last few months, obviously this is Radio Hour Volume 64. And being that it is Halloween, we're still in the spooky season. Bedroth's idea was to do, obviously we were going to do spooky Radio Hour anyway. But his idea was to do Nintendo 64 focused spooky music, because it is volume 64 of Radio Hour. And the Nintendo 64 was such a pivotal system, I think, for a lot of people. More so me. I know Bedroth definitely has fonder memories of the Super Nintendo, but the N64 is kind of my pivotal years, so I definitely was on board with this. We reached out to all of you to supply us with as many that you could suggest for this particular episode, and we got several. I think Bedroth and I, you know, we still brought four apiece, so eight total. However, we had six submissions from you guys out there, which, you know what, I'll take that. I will gladly take that. I think we're going to have a really fun episode. We have a couple repeats. Like, there's two games you'll hear from twice. That's pretty much it. There's two games you'll hear from twice. And I did put those games back to back in the playlist just because. The playlist this month is still, you know, Bedroth tracks are still together. My tracks are still together for the most part. But this playlist doesn't necessarily matter as much because this one is just for fun. We also have some repeat tracks on this episode because, again, this one is just for fun. So not everything is new. You will have heard some of these tracks before previously on BG Mania, but that's okay. That's okay. I hope everyone has had a safe Halloween season now that it is Halloween. I don't know if anyone is doing trick-or-treating tonight or, you know, going out with kids, whatever, right? But a lot of that stuff probably took place over the weekend. But if you are, stay safe. Enjoy some Nintendo 64 spooky music. And remember, we do have one more bonus spooky episode coming up this weekend for the close of our Halloween season in 2023. But I think that's enough from me. So let's go ahead and get back into talking about the music. We opened up with Introduction from Castlevania 64, again composed by Masahiko Kimura, Motoaki Furukawa, and Mariko Igawa. That was one of Bedroth's suggestions. He said that it was perfect to open the episode with, and I am inclined to agree. It's a great track, too. Great track. But we are now going to get back into some other things. We're going to begin with a suggestion from Bedroth tracks are next after this one, but because I wanted to keep things together, I'm going to sneak this suggestion in here to kick us off. So let's listen to Valley from Pokemon Snap, released July 26, 1999. This was composed by Akuko Mimori, and this was suggested by Kyle. Next up, let's take a listen to Fantastic Horror. This is actually an unused track from Pokemon Snap. Again, released July 26, 1999, composed by Akuko Mimori and suggested by Bedroth. Thank you. Coming up next, we're going to take a listen to The Museum Hall from Scooby-Doo Classic Creep Capers. Released November 30th, 2000, composed by Stephen Gearing and suggested by Bedroth. Up next, we'll be taking a listen to Forest Temple from The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Released November 23rd, 1998, composed by Koji Kondo, the man you will hear the most today, and suggested by Bedroth. Doubling up on that, let's take a listen to Potion Shop from The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Again, released November 23rd, 1998. Again, composed by Koji Kondo. Suggested by Melissa. Thank you. Up next, we'll be taking a listen to title music from Body Harvest. This released on October 20th, 1998. It was composed by Stuart Ross and Alan Walker and suggested by Zanku. Up next, we'll be taking a listen to The Legend from Shadowgate 64, Trials of the Four Towers. This released on June 9th, 1999. It was composed by Sayori Kobayashi and Konosuke Samura and suggested by Zanku. Thank you.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Coming up next, we'll be taking a listen to Metal Gear's Tomb from Hexen Beyond Heretic. This released on June 25th, 1997. It was composed by Kevin Schilder and suggested by Clark. Next, let's take a listen to Haunted House from Super Mario 64. This released on September 29th, 1996. It was composed by Koji Kondo, and this was suggested by Kaylin. I've got the rest of the show, but that's okay. Up next, let's take a listen to Boss One from Nightmare Creatures. This released sometime in November of 1998. It was composed by Frederick Mott and, of course, suggested by me.
Thank you.
Okay, this next one is fun. So I have to explain this one, I guess, a little bit. 40 Winks initially released on the PlayStation back in 1999. It was supposed to come out in, I don't know when, probably 99 or 2000 for the Nintendo 64. And it was also, there was a canceled version for the Game Boy Color that was discovered in 2021 as well. However, there was a Kickstarter campaign that brought this game back. On February 12th, 2018, Pico Interactive did this Kickstarter campaign. They confirmed that the unreleased Nintendo 64 version would end up getting released, and then they would also port the game to Steam. And the game got funded literally on day one. So the Nintendo 64 version of this game now exists. Let's take a listen to Creepy Crawly Cemetery from 40 Winks, released April 15th, 2019. Yes, you could get a physical cartridge back in the day. Back then, I don't know if you still can. This was composed by Steve Duckworth and suggested by me. Closing out our music block before we close out the show, let's take a listen to Haunted Halloween from Miss Pac-Man Maze Madness. This released on November 13th, 2000. It was composed by John Holland and again suggested by me. Is unfortunately going to bring us to the close of the show for this week. It's going to bring us to the close of the month of October. And it's also, well, not yet. It does not bring us to the close of the spooky season. Like I said, we do have one more episode to go that'll drop this weekend to close out our spooktacular festivities. There you go. We do want to thank you for sticking with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania, made possible, of course, by RPGera.com. Thanks again to everyone for helping make this one special, bringing Bedroth's idea alive. If you like video game music, and more importantly, you like us and you want to help us grow the show, check the description box for ways you can do just that, including a link to join our Discord community. Click it, join it, and interact with us. Taking us out of the episode, we're going to be taking a listen to Icona Valley from The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask. This release on October 26th, 2000. It was composed by Koji Kondo and again suggested by me. Keep the music playing and keep it loud. Happy Halloween.
Thank you. Thank you.